up, y'all? What it do? Come on in, come on through. It's your favorite host, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul, and welcome back to all the OGs. And welcome in to everybody that is new. Welcome to Mama K's place. We are here to fill our cups up and also, you know, fill up the cups of others and attract the lifestyle that we deserve and that we desire. And, you know, something that I have been realizing is, you know, as I get older, my body is changing. As I get older, you know, like, I'm just seeing new things happening in my body, and I want to continue to feel good. Like, I want to continue to be able to get out there with my child and my future kids and having fun with them. You know, I don't want to be aching and moaning and crying every day, you know, about my body and stuff. So first things first, if you have been called real quick to do a fast, to cleanse out your gut, you know, to just do a complete body rejuvenation, I would definitely advise you to go ahead and do that, okay? But anyways, if you have been, you know, just not, food just hasn't been hitting the same as it used to, you know, things like that, you know, give things a rest for a little bit, because sometimes our body will be telling us, like, I don't want this anymore, you know, but you think that, oh, this looks good, so I'm just gonna eat it. Ooh, I know that tastes good, so I'm just gonna, you know. And it's, I'm a foodie. I love to get, you know, to get real full. Like, I love to go new places, test new things out. But now I'm at a point where it's a certain time where, you know, I'm not gonna eat certain things all the time, because I want to make sure that I'm able to, you know, I want to make sure that I'm able to take care of myself and show myself love. I want, you know, it's just like taking care of a plant. You have to feed it the right things in order for it to be at its best self. Just like a dog, in order for it to have a nice shiny coat, you know, pretty teeth and things like that, you have to feed it the right type of foods, right? So I say this all to say, this episode is going to be something different that we are starting. This is a wellness episode. So something that I want to drop to y'all is oolong tea. Okay, oolong tea. I have added that to my journey, as I am, you know, just taking care of my body. So I just wanted to get you guys hip to it as well. So this is going to be one of those episodes you need to pull out your blue pens and your Mama K's Place notebook for when y'all come on here and get the tea and get, you know, all of your information that you need, because I'm doing research 333. I'm doing research. So if y'all are doing research and wanting to learn new things, or you want to go search about this later, you need to be able to go ahead and have, you know what you're looking for. So real quick though, I want to take a deep mindful breath in and just hold it in through your nose, and exhale out through your mouth. Make sure that when you're inhaling through your nose, you kind of picture like a balloon in your stomach. So your stomach should be expanding. You're not breathing in through into your chest. Your stomach should be expanding. And when you breathe out, the balloon deflates, so your stomach is going to go down. That is how you properly breathe, okay? So I just want to take 3 deep mindful breaths with y'all, and then we're going to get into this good wellness. The mindful breaths are to help you with your anxiety, slowing down your mind, being able to get the oxygen that you need, and relax, okay? So on the count of 3, I want you to take a deep breath in. So 1, 2, 3, breathe in through your nose.
through your mouth.
All right, perfect. So listen, y'all, listen, I have started taking oolong tea, and I'm going to tell you my review about it in a little bit, okay? So hold on, let me write that down so I don't forget. So I don't forget it, y'all, okay? Because I want to tell you guys how I feel about it so far. Okay, but anyway, so the benefits of oolong tea, and it's spelled as O-O-L-A-N-G. I'm sorry, O-N-G. O-O-L-O-N-G. Okay, so oolong tea is, it's an herb, and it's actually a Chinese tea, so it's an herbal blend, and it comes from the plant called Camellia sinensis. If I'm saying this wrong, y'all, don't jump on my back. Do not jump down my throat, okay? Camellia sinensis. I believe that is how it's said, okay? So this is going to be the same herb, the same plant that's used to make green tea or black tea, okay? It's just the only difference between the tea is how things are processed. The tea comes from leaves. The black tea comes from when the leaves are fully crushed so that it can get like an enhancement on the oxidation process. And then oolong is created when the leaves are wilted in the sun. So they're like slightly bruised. So that gives it like partial oxidation. Okay, so make sure that y'all look into that. Make sure that y'all look into that. So the benefits that I learned so far, I got my notebook for y'all. I'm back with the handy dandy notebook. So the antioxidants that have that are in this tea are shown to fight against and prevent certain cancers like oral cancer, ovarian cancer, lung cancer, skin and pancreatic cancer. So listen, God has created each and every plant, and if you don't believe in God, then so be it. Whoever it is that you pray to, but look, I believe in God, so I believe in the higher power. I believe in the Most High. This is not a religious channel, though. I'm locked in. Okay, if you know, you know. So this is an herb that was created by God. The universe that we are tied into, that has been wilted in the sun, taking on the benefits of the sun that we are taking into our body. Like, how beautiful is that? Like, I know I could be a little bit extra, and that's just me, honey, but like, I just find that to be so beautiful. Like, the sun gives us vitamin D. So the sun is crossbreeding with this plant and creating oolong tea, which is the antioxidants that are in this plant are helping to fight against and prevent certain cancers. Like, take this and do, and I want to tell y'all this before I continue. I am not a doctor. I am not a physician. I am not prescribing anything to you. I just say take advantage of the things that we've been blessed with in the universe, okay? I'm not here to, you know, but I'm here to, you know, I'm going to step. If God told me to do it, I'm going to do it, honey. So take that and do what you must. All right. It also decreases inflammation. So the polyphenols, they boost your immune system and they protect against the inflammation and the conditions that are caused by inflammation. They also improve your teeth and your bones. So with regular consumption, there is a university called the Osaka University in Japan. And they have been doing research, and it shows to actually strengthen up your teeth and help prevent tooth decay by inhibiting plaque buildup, y'all. Like, what? This tea is doing all of that? Okay. But listen, because I'm big on my teeth. Like, I'm not even going to lie to you, y'all. I went through a period where I slacked off on myself. And I love my teeth. My teeth are one of my favorite parts of me. So, like, because I love to smile, you know, I love to laugh, and I love taking care of my dental hygiene. So, you know, let's take care of ourselves. So also, it regulates insulin spikes. So if you're diabetic, or if you know somebody who's a diabetic, right? This is something that, you know, I would go ahead and copy and paste this link and send it to them right now, because this, if you take this 15 minutes before eating carbs, it'll help reduce your normal insulin spikes. Like, this, y'all. These are things that are right under, and I know that, I can't say it because then I'm going to say it. But we'd be so used to eating and drinking these over-processed and overly sugared products and things like that. And we skip over the things that are great for us. Now people are racking up these damn hospital bills, and they, you know, man, come on, you know? So, tell somebody about this, or take it into consideration that you need to get at, if you're not going to just totally eat healthy, at least add things like this to your diet, you know? Have you a cup of tea in the morning. This also helps with maintaining a sharp memory. So it helps you with concentrating more, it improves your mood, and it also improves your productivity. And okay, I'm gonna just go ahead and say it now, y'all. It's only been 4 days, and it has already improved my productivity. Like, for real. And I'm very, very much grateful for it. I feel great. And it's natural. That's something that I love even more. Like, that just, yes, okay? But, okay, anyways, I'm getting so excited because, y'all, like, this is just so beautiful, and we all deserve this, you know? So, also, it helps with acne fighting. So, I'm going to give that about 30 to 45 days to just, you know, kind of settle in and, you know, see. And if you guys want to join me on this journey. Like, we a tribe. We in this together. If we locked in, ain't no switching up. Okay. All right. So, it improves, it helps with acne fighting. It helps with improving the overall skin health. It also reduces the itching and the inflammation that comes with having eczema. So if you have eczema and you're looking to stop, you know, having so much inflammation, and, you know, stop having to scratch and itch it, I would definitely look into drinking some oolong tea every day, y'all. Just a cup of tea. Like, come on. I'm putting you on game right now, baby. Stop playing with it. Ain't that what that girl say? Don't play with it. Shout out to Lola Brooke. I'm pretty sure that that's her name. If it's not, do not jump down my throat. Okay, anyways, because I'm not going to give a damn shout out to her anyways, because you know. The next benefit is it improves your gut. It helps you with improving your gut. Y'all, as the years go by, we don't realize so much and so often that we are taking on these things that are not good for us. Like, we're just eating and drinking a bunch of BS for years. And it's not our fault. Like, we're literally programmed to believe that things like that is okay. You know, it's okay to be as unhealthy as we have grown to be. It don't matter if you little as hell or big as hell. You know, you can be unhealthy either way. I can eat a lot and it just don't really, really show. Unless I'm working out at the same time. But so it can improve your gut health. So this will, you know, re-diversify the microbiomes in your gut to improve your overall health. Everything, okay? Mind, body, spirit, honey, okay? So it'll also help you with managing your weight. So if you want to drink it to lose weight, you know, so like if you're overweight or obese and you need something to help you with losing body fat, you can drink this every single day, maybe a cup or two, and, you know, be to the good. So just take time to reshape your mind. And a lot of y'all, oh, I don't like tea. Tea is nasty, da 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 da. All right, well, you stay over there and keep drinking your Kool-Aid and your sweet teas. And, you know, I don't like sweet tea. I don't. But I will drink me some oolong tea. I'm going to drink some teas that are good for me. You know, like, it's all about how you restructure your mind to think and believe, because the stuff that these folks is out here feeding us from the government and the stuff that they feeding our kids in school, that your kids, like, they really don't know what doesn't really taste good, process and stuff for real, unless you really start with being organic and not so much sugary BS, you know, start them out, you know. But anyways, that's a whole nother thing. Let me get back to the subject. It'll help manage your weight. Boom. Next, your heart health. So those polyphenols that I was talking about earlier, they activate an enzyme that actually breaks down the triglycerides, which is a type of fat in your blood. The triglycerides that thicken the walls of your artery, it helps break that down. So we breaking down the arteries. I'm sorry, we breaking down the fat that is clogging people's arteries, y'all. Because when you're that's clogging the artery, it increases the risk of people having strokes and heart attacks and other heart diseases. So, you know, your kids that you're giving these foods to, people, I hate when y'all say y'all don't like McDonald's. Woo, de, woo, de, woo, woo, woo. Okay, dang, sorry. A lot of the stuff that they're putting in that food is clogging your arteries and your kids. There's kids walking around here with cancer, y'all. There's kids walking around here with cancer and having heart problems and stuff. Like, be freaking for real. I'd rather be proactive than reactive. Because guess what? There is, air quotes, no cure out here. There's no cure out here for these things, right? Quote unquote. Since I'm not allowed to say certain things, I won't say certain things. Do your own research, or we could talk about it offline. Or you can join the Patreon, okay? I'm going to link the Patreon in the comments if you're listening from, if you came from Facebook, or if you're listening from Anchor. I'm going to put it in the description, okay? I can't do that on Facebook, because if you put a link when I post it, it'll, like, you know, shadow ban it due to the fact of the algorithm. You can't be putting, you know, other people's links in your stuff, only Facebook. So, I'll link the Patreon wherever it befits, okay? If you're on YouTube, description, okay? If you got a description, check the description, all right? So, anyways, listen, it is also a great source of manganese, I believe that's how you say it, potassium, magnesium, niacin, and sodium. So I really want us to be proactive going into the new year, you know, like the quote-unquote new year, so that we'll be super ready when the real new year gets here in the spring, okay? When spring is sprung, when my melanated people get popping ton. Hey, ooh, put me in the booth. I'm sorry. Okay, not sorry, but I'm excited. You know, continue healing yourself, y'all. If you need help, if you need accountability partners on this journey, I am here with y'all. Join the Patreon. You know, let's chop it up. Let's talk. Join the Discord. If you need the Discord link, I will drop that in the description as well, because it's up there and it's stuck there. And I'm very excited to see my people be more healthy. I'm very excited to see my people get strong again. You know, the world, these kids, you know, we need them to be strong. We need them to be powerful. We need them to be healthy. And we want to shape their mind to know and believe, like, okay, if we start them early, they'll know, like, you know, we will healthily put them in a place of wanting to eat healthier things, you know, wanting them to be healthy, you know, like, let wellness be sexy. Let's put that into perspective. Like, let's start making wellness sexy, okay? In our adulthoods, not the kids. They ain't worried about them being sexy, but let wellness be something beautiful. Let wellness be something powerful. Let wellness be the American dream, okay? Let's bring that in style, honey, so the kids will start looking up to the parents that have made wellness sexy, baby, okay? In your own ways, in our own ways. Get that right. But if you are still here, thank you so much for listening. Y'all are the goats. Again, like, share, and subscribe, or comment. You know, let me know something that stuck out to you with this episode, or if anything resonated. Like, I'm interested in really getting to know, you know, your lives and being able to plug in and tap in with y'all. Like, I want to know what's going on with you. I want to know what's going on in your life and how you feel and things that stick out to you and what knowledge, like, it helps me to know and get energetically connected with when y'all like, or when y'all comment, or when y'all share, or when y'all even just save the video, you know, or subscribe to the channel if you're from YouTube. Save the reel, save the TikTok, wherever it's at, okay? It just helps me get energetically tapped in with you so that you're getting the same blessings that all of us are on this journey. Like, I know the messages that'll be coming in, the downloads that I'll receive from God, from the Most High, will always be pure and from the Spirit. I know that I haven't been as much on social media right now. I'm taking a break but I'm still here. Like, I'll post here and there, but I'm not really posting as much. And it's just because I don't want to be so much in Facebook or in Instagram or in TikTok right now. I want to be focused on hearing what the Most High has for me, and what I'm supposed to be doing as I am leading, you know, myself and a tribe, a village, my people, you know, growing with my sisterhood and growing with my brothers and soul family and things like that. Like, I want to be able to know what I'm supposed to be doing for real, not just what social media is telling me to do. Don't just be doing what damn social media tell y'all to do, because a lot of that crap is fake. Like, I'm just going to be honest, a lot of that BS is fake, so make sure that you're locked in with people that's locked in for real. Not just people that's saying stuff, but people that's really doing the work behind closed doors. So later, when they see me pop out for real, you know, when they see you pop out for real, when they see all of us, the village, pop out for real, they're going to be like, dang, where y'all pop out? No, we've been doing this. We ain't new to this. We true to this for real, okay? So, yeah. I'm very, very grateful. I'm very, very excited and very, very happy for y'all to be here. So get plugged in. Know that you're not alone. Connect with the other dads. Connect with the other moms. Connect with the other single people, the other married people here in the village. Let's get plugged in with one another. Let's help each other grow and gain in knowledge and support each other's journeys so that you grow faster, you know? That's what we want for one another. And I hope y'all have a great day and enjoy life. Okay, if you are called to do something and it makes you uncomfortable, do it anyway. Do it anyway, because before you know it, a year is gonna pass. Oh, thank you, God. A year is gonna pass and you are going to have gotten so much greater at it. So much greater at it. And make sure that you're doing it for you. Speaking of doing it for you, you don't want to miss the next episode, okay? Because I got a message for y'all that's doing it for your parents and doing it for your friends and doing it to make other people, and whole time you don't even really like that. So you're blocking your blessings, you're blocking your abundance from pouring in. But I'll talk to y'all about that in a little bit. I love y'all. Like, share, and subscribe, follow, all of that good stuff, and tell somebody you're grateful for them today, because I'm grateful for you and I'm grateful for life today. See y'all later. Bye.